On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's golf team started their season this past week, taking part, in the St. Cloud Husky Classic. Danny Menton joining us right now. Danny, congratulations on the scores early on with tough weather conditions. I'd take those numbers. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks. The first day it was real nice weather. Everybody played pretty well. And then the second day just kind of rained all day and was pretty windy. It was tough to play out there, but we got through it all right, I guess. So
it seems like every golfer from Bemidji State that I've ever interviewed, I asked this question. We're awfully far north. How do you guys get enough rounds in to be good?
All summer long, all of us pretty much work at golf courses. So, I mean, we get our rounds in there and get our practice in there. But, yeah, sometimes it's tough to compete with the schools that are farther south. But we try, do our best. So,
this early on in the fall season anyway, what's your strong point right now?
This last weekend I just started chipping and putting a lot better. The putts went way down from the weekend before. So that's probably my strong point so far this year.
What needs the most work?
I need to start hitting more greens. I got to work on the irons. I haven't had a chance to get a lot of practice in on the range yet. Had a couple of tryout rounds, but I just really need to work on the irons, start hitting more greens, and putts will fall.
Golf is a team sport, but yet you're all out there kind of on your own little island. Can you sense when you've got it on a particular day and, you know, you competed as an individual in St. Cloud, but you're like, man, I'm playing well. I wish I would have played well and gotten on the group of five guys that are playing today.
Yeah, it's you got to be consistent. That's what those top five guys are. They don't really fluctuate a whole lot, and they have the ability to go low, and I haven't shown that yet, so I can understand why I was the individual, but I'd love to be that top five. So you got to just keep trying every week, I guess.
Well, opening round, you shot a 74, and Chris Kerb shot an even par 72, so you're right there, aren't you?
Yep, right on pace. I just hit a little bit more greens the first day. The second day was kind of a struggle. Didn't hit a whole lot of greens, but I don't think anybody played too well. But, yeah, I feel like I'm almost there. So,
where are you guys at next?
Going to Nebraska. I'm not sure what the name of the course is, but just the top five will go down there and compete in an SIC, so that'll be fun for us.
Bemidji State has been good the past couple of years. Of course, your longtime coach has decided to hang up the bag, but have things really changed at all with a new coach?
Yeah, we've had a great change. Ekron's a great coach so far. Communications well. He tells us all what's going on, and tryouts ran a little bit differently, but that's how they should run. Everybody had to try out. Nobody had a guaranteed spot. So, but yeah, Ekron's been good so far this year.
Good luck.
Thanks.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.